Again, welcome. Thank you for coming along. There'll be plenty of time at the end for further questions, interviews, anything. But just to put this in a broad context, the reality is that of the 5 million or so Catholics allegedly here in this country, less than 1 million go to church. And if any business was running like that, then they'd be worried. But the main focus on this is not numbers. We're not out to say that, you know, we're brilliantly successful, we've got lots of people in church now. It's about those who would like to get back into contact but just can't find a way. And I've told the story often of my mother, who's a regular churchgoer, and one Sunday she went up to a local parish, and there was a woman standing outside, said good morning. She went next Sunday, same woman standing outside, good morning. She went the third Sunday, woman standing there, my mum said, can I help you? And she said, the woman said, I'd like to go back in, but I don't know what to do. So she said, well, come with me. And we feel there are lots of people like that who want to reconnect. So I say it's for their benefit, it's not for ours. And it's part of a broader project of the work of our department, the Department for Evangelisation and Catechesis, to bring people back to the threshold of the church, those that are you know, far from the threshold, bring them back in and say, come across. You know, come in with us if this is what you're looking for. And today we're going to present just the first bit of the findings that Anna's done. There'll be a much broader presentation on the 5th of November, so we can't present much detail today because, as I say, we haven't done all the analysis. But 5th of November, the full findings will be published, and we'll give you a full briefing then. So I'll hand over to Anne. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Richard. This has been a research project that's been ongoing for the last couple of years or so, and the focus is being baptised Catholic parents who are occasional churchgoers, who are not in church every week, and who have chosen to send their child to a Catholic primary school. Now, it's a qualitative study, which means it provides the stories behind the numbers. It was an in-depth interview of many parents. 39 parents in total participated in interviews that lasted from half an hour to an hour of their time. So it's quite in-depth of what they were saying. But it presents a snapshot of a small sample of parents, of their beliefs and attitudes, and it raises questions for us to consider. And it's a focus on their voices, it's a focus on what they want to say to the church, and it's an aspect of the Catholic Church listening to people, to parents who have chosen to come and talk to us. And what I can share with you today is just the initial findings. The full thing, as Father Bishop said, will be on the 5th of November. So these are just some of the highlights. It's been a very positive experience going in to talk to parents in all across England and Wales, and each of the five provinces are representative in the research report, and to come out with some very positive and thoughtful ideas that we can consider further. The questions I was asking them and I was looking for were, how do they express their faith? So the basic question was asked, and what does it mean to you to be a Catholic? Which opens up and gives them a chance to explain what exactly for them is their Catholic faith. And then to probe a little bit further, why do they chosen a Catholic education for their children? Yeah, what's the motivation behind that? And then moving a little bit deeper as to why, of expressing your Catholic faith and choosing a Catholic education, the problem of not attending Mass, weekly Mass every Sunday. It's not that they're not attending Mass, these parents were attending Mass. And then to give them a chance to say, well, what ways would they like to reconnect? What ways could they share their gifts with the Catholic Church? And so I'll give you some of the initial findings that have come out. And one of the key things we were looking at is, how do they express their faith? What to them is the Catholic faith? And one of the key things when you ask them, what does it mean to be a Catholic, that comes straight across, it's a belief in God. And they shared lots of images, lots of ideas of what it meant to believe in God, and how the belief in God as a protector came across quite frequently, that God was there for them. Some of them focused on a resonance with gospel values. The idea that being a Catholic meant that you lived the way Jesus wanted you to live, that you followed Jesus' commandments, that you cared for one another, that you were good to your neighbour. And that was the basis for them of what being a Catholic was. For some, it was very clearly an identity. Being a Catholic is who I am. It's something you can't take away from me. It sets me apart from other people. And the ways they expressed it were varied, but it was very important. It's part of my life. They got support from the Catholic faith and through prayer. Prayer came across a lot, that they prayed themselves, and that was one of the key things they wanted to teach their children, how to pray, and they would pray with their children. And they were sharing their faith. Their faith was so important to them. You have stories of them sharing with relatives who weren't Catholic, of just people they encountered, that they would feel quite happy to share that they were Catholic and how important it was to them. One of the key things that comes over and over again is that being Catholic is important to them, is important for their children. They want a Catholic education for their children. They want their children to have the sacraments, to experience the Catholic life that they themselves experienced. And what would come on to it is that they were learning alongside their children about the Catholic faith. So one of the key moments that for these parents when they really re-engaged with the Catholic Church were sacramental preparation times. Some of them talked about baptism preparation courses, but a lot of it was First Communion times. I was talking to primary school parents, so obviously, you know, it's at the forefront of many of their minds, but Holy Communion, First Holy Communion, was a time when they encountered the Church, when they reflected on their faith, and they reflected as to why they wanted their children to make their First Holy Communion. And it becomes a key moment in many of the parishes I was working with. For them, what they realised, this was a key moment of reconnection with Catholic adults who might have, you know, distanced themselves a little bit from the Church at the time. There were many challenges to listening to the parents because they didn't always have the vocabulary to explain what they were trying to say. They believed in something, and when you try and say, well, what you, they haven't got, didn't always present a coherent picture, an articulate picture. So that's one of the challenges there. Some, and this was quite amazing, that they wanted to, they weren't, I talked to a couple who were non-Catholics, and they wanted to be baptised, but they never found the moment. Or some others who were Catholics had never found the moment to ask for the child to be baptised. And it was just, yeah, the prompts, maybe sometimes that could be something to be considered. And the presumptions that I had speaking to a couple of non-Catholic mothers who were very active in the Catholic school and went to all the preparation classes, and everybody just presumed that they were Catholic. And there was that presumption on other people's parts that, we didn't discuss, don't discuss that with anybody, that there's non-discussion. That it leads into the next bit that I want to talk about, that what we were learning was the means and methods of outreach, that there's means and methods that are ongoing in some parishes, and we can learn from what's going on. I've already mentioned the first one, the sacramental preparation time is a key moment, First Communion. And baptism is when parents reflect on their faith, and many reconnected with attending Mass for the sake of the child, some, and then because they themselves got something from going to Mass. They felt that there was a spiritual need that was being fulfilled by going to Mass, and something that many of the parents said was, they enjoyed going to Mass, and when they talked about going to Mass, you got a real sense that for many of them it was really important, and it was a time when they could reflect on their faith. One of the other key things was the celebration of Mass in schools. Many parents attended Mass in the Catholic primary school who might not attend weekly Sunday Masses, and that was important. That, to them, was a key moment. Another thing that came up very strongly across and is key to faith is relationships. It mattered having a pastoral worker in school who they could have a relationship with the Catholic Church, having a family member or somebody from the parish where they could connect to, where they had a relationship with someone. That was really important for them, is feeling connected to the Catholic Church. I'm going to run out of time, but just a few more key points. Is one of the ways that outreach was working and can work further is having threshold spaces, having spaces where parents have a chance to talk about their faith, having a space, whether it's school, parish, whatever, where parents can think and reflect on faith, which often in a busy life, and many of these parents were living very busy lives with children's activities, work, working weekends and that having that time where you could actually take a little bit of time out and reflect on faith was really important. I think the other key one that I want to pick out is that parents were learning. The learning was ongoing through child-centred, through the sacramental preparation programmes in parishes, and through school, through the Catholic primary school. And two key resources that parents mentioned, one of them was the Wednesday Word, which is a fascinating resource which goes into many schools on a Wednesday and just explains the gospel readings for the following Sunday. So many parents who might not be in church on the following Sunday had the gospel readings in their house. And they spoke of reading these with their children, getting the child to read them to them, doing the puzzles and things like that. So they were hearing the gospel word, and that was really important. And they would tell me Bible stories they'd learnt or maybe re-remembered from childhood. And the other one was Family Catechesis Programme, which was running in one parish, where they were learning alongside the sacramental preparation. First Communion preparation was not just child-centred, it was family-centred. And so the parent didn't feel, as some of these parents did say, well, I don't know. When my child asked me this, I don't know. And it's a bit hard for an adult to go and say, well, I actually don't know. Whereas if you're learning alongside, you can learn at the same time. And the one other thing is that some of them wanted to be involved. And like the bishop was saying before, they didn't quite know how to do it. You know, they were almost outside the church thinking, well, I'd like to help with baptismal preparation courses. Oh, I think I could do this. But it's getting the confidence for some of them. It was getting the courage. It was getting, to know, just how do I go about it? How do I go about being more involved? And I'd like to finish with the idea that it was a privilege to go in and listen to these parents talking about their faith. And it's something that people don't often do. You don't often sit down with somebody and talk about something that is that important to you. And it was positive. It was the initial reaction I got when I went in, because it was like we're going to talk to non-churchgoers, people who are not regular churchgoers, and how positive they were about going to Mass, how positive they were about the Catholic Church. Came over, through and through, each school that I was in.
Thank you, and thank you. Yes, we want to be careful to avoid any notion of triumphalism here, that we're doing a great job, but it's a very simple project, really. And we piloted it in Nottingham Diocese, very kindly agreed, between five parishes. And I'll hand over now to Father Joe Wheat and Nanette to talk about what happened, what has happened and is happening in Grimsby.
Our parish in Grimsby was one of several across our diocese who were invited to work with the Department for Evangelisation and Mission, who linked up with our own diocesan adult formation department. And so we were asked to take a year to pilot this project, which was essentially in three stages. The first stage we were taken through, and Claire Ward and Julia Palmer from our own diocese helped us set up a team who would be responsible for piloting this in the parish. And then they took us through kind of formation so that we understood our role in evangelisation and also understood the landscape, is the phrase we use, the landscape we are working with. So they helped us understand who are the people out there who we might invite to reconnect with the parish. So the first stage was quite lengthy, setting up the team and giving the team confidence as well that we have something to offer as a parish to the local community and invite people back as well. And one really important aspect of the project was that it brought people together. So clergy and lay people working together. And a conversation with you about the schools is really important, because our parish worked very, very closely with our parish primary school next door to us as well, and built stronger relationships there. Parish working with diocese, and also diocese working with the bishop's conference as well. So once we'd had that process of formation and awareness, the team was kind of ready to go. And the other two parts of the year were taken up with a focus on some form of outreach at Christmas and then some form at Easter as well. So we built up a team of people who would support the project with prayer. We then spent a bit of time identifying current, what we called threshold points. So what were the moments that people did in some way reconnect with the parish? Could we make good use of them and capitalise on those moments? We also in our parish resurrected some things which the parish used to do but had just kind of fallen into abeyance really. And we used them to create new threshold points. So I'm just going to go through a list of the things we did. I'm not going to give much detail because Nanette's going to put a bit of flesh on that for you in a moment, okay? So pens at the ready. This is quick, okay? First thing we did, we worked with our parish council to redo our parish census because we didn't know who was out there. So we built our parish census back up. We resurrected our parish magazine and then used the parish census to mail that to people in the parish and in the school. A member of the Crossing the Threshold team worked with the local council and took us through the process of getting road signs at key junctions nearby to point people to where the church was because it was quite hidden behind trees and a wall. We made the decision to have the church open every day, all day. It was a brave decision, but it's still open now 2 years later and it's very successful. We started up the Ministry of Welcome, so whoever came to our services was welcomed at the door. Hello, how are you? That's where the toilets are. Here's a hymn book. We also gave a new focus to our Carols by Candlelight service, a wider invitation to that, and that kind of gave the event new life. For Christmas particularly, we focused on Midnight Mass. The church in Grimsby is very beautiful inside, and we appealed to a sense of nostalgia and romanticism about Christmas. So our kind of strapline was, come back and celebrate Christmas how you remember it. And it was candlelit midnight mass. We had an advert on the front page of the local paper. We had posters, flyers, invitation in a magazine at Christmas as well, to invite people to reconnect at Christmas time with that kind of sense of Christmas as you used to celebrate it at as a child. Around the Feast of the Epiphany, to finish our Christmas outreach, we celebrated something called Leftover Sunday. So anyone who came over Christmas and invited to come back, Feast of the Epiphany, for Leftover Sunday, if they had any leftover Christmas presents, they're invited to rewrap them, put them in a sack as they came into church, and as they left church, take a lucky dip. And we also invited people to bring back safe leftovers of their Christmas food. Okay. And we had a bit of a bun fight after the masses as well. Then our focus shifted then to planning for the Easter outreach, and we did a Palm Saturday, it's a Palm Saturday morning children's activity event in conjunction with our primary school craft activities Easter egg hunt. We also resurrected the local Good Friday Walk of Witness, which hadn't happened for several years, and we worked with two neighbouring Christian churches on that. And then our focus became the Easter Vigil as well, where through the parish magazine again and other forms, we invited people to come back for Easter, specifically to the Easter Vigil. And so that's the list of things that we got up to during the year. And then we moved on to evaluate the process and also prepare for that to carry on. So it extends beyond the year of pilot as well. I'm going to hand over to Nanette, who will tell you a little bit more detail about that stuff as well.
As a member of the Crossing the Threshold team pilot in the parish of St Mary on the Sea and St John Fisher, Grimsby, North East Lincolnshire, some of the highlights of the experience were especially being part of a team. Through the forming of the Crossing the Threshold team, it's been wonderful to involve new people in parish outreach. The team is made up of people who have not long moved into the area, people who themselves had come back to the church after a time away, and also newly received members of the church. Nearly everyone had not been involved in any form of parish evangelisation previously. This made it a special journey for us all, and we had good leadership from Father Joe, with great support from Claire Ward at the Bishop's Conference Home Mission Desk and Julia Palmer Adult Formation Office in the Diocese. And I think I can safely say on behalf of all the team that a bond has developed and we are committed to looking at ways we can progress the work we've begun, especially with our service of children and families, building on our very successful pre-Easter event on Palm Sunday, And this included, as Father Joe has just said, an Easter egg hunt, Easter card making, egg painting, flower making, creating and decorating Easter bonnets and baskets. And the school hall was awash with paint and glitter. So repurposing existing parish activities. In Advent, we'd been used to offering carols by candlelight. But through the project last year, we've revamped what we did. To make it a very effective outreach initiative to the local community, children sang from our local primary school next door, together with Holy Family Catholic Academy. The excitement of not being able to find any more chairs before it all started was, to say the least, worrying, but thrilling. Our church is Victorian and lends itself to the magic of the Advent Christmas season. This year it will take place on the 17th of December. And we've also reintroduced Midnight Mass, which was very well received. We saw a large increase in numbers and it felt, yes, we are getting it right. What thrilled me was when the dustbin collection came early to my house the next morning and one of the men shouted, "You were at the church last night." I was there. Absolutely marvellous. My lad was singing with the school. He loves it, and I've never been to anything like that before. A bit of a lump came into my throat when I heard this, and I thought, yes, this is what it's all about. Public witness. A Good Friday walk of witness had not taken place for many years, and certainly not around the East Marsh area. So we invited local churches to participate in one, meeting at our church. Some of the folks who came along had never been in a Catholic church before. We started off with some prayer and scripture, and the route took us along Freeman Street to the market, where an act of witness with singing and scripture took place. We talked with those who regularly came to the market on Fridays and offered them a free cup of tea or coffee and a hot cross bun. And even the local MP turned up. A highlight for me was someone I know reasonably well said to me, "You're a Christian, Nanette. Why is it Good Friday? It doesn't sound like much of a good day for that poor chap who died on a cross. Why is it Good Friday?" I have never known. And so the opportunity was presented to me to gently share my faith.
I think just to illustrate the Father Kieran's point about this is not about numbers, it's about actually offering an open door to the church. Just to kind of conclude our story, really. One of the most significant things we did was actually opening the door of the church. Many people thought it was closed and it was shut and there was no one ever going in there. But I walked out the front of the church one day and saw two bikes lying outside it and went inside the church and found two teenage lads in there. And one of them was sitting at the back and the other one had found our piano and was playing it. And so I just stood at the back thinking, this is quite nice. And eventually they realised I was there and, sorry. I said, no, you carry on. But I said, you know, don't leave your bikes outside. They won't be there when you finish. And it was fantastic. I have no idea who they were, whether they were Catholic or not. But the fact that the door of the church was open and they felt that they could come in was exactly what the parish wanted to happen, really. So we haven't taken numbers of who's wandered in off the street during the day, but if it's just for those two, then the whole project has actually been worth it, really. And hopefully they'll still wander in and play the piano occasionally as well. Yeah.
Joe and Annette, thank you.
So the benefits to the parish. Crossing the threshold has been a great benefit to the parish. We've had signs recently erected, basically directing people to the church. It has been affectionately named the Hidden Gem, but it's now no longer so hidden.
So you'll be able to kind of ask us questions later about what the project's involved and what benefit it's brought to the parish as well. So,
thank you. But above all, it's simple. It's not a huge industrial project, it's not complicated. And we don't know how much it's to do with the Francis effect, whether it's Pope Francis that's enabled this to happen, or whether people are just disenchanted with the way life is at the moment, and they're looking for God in a new way.